You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
I want you to pray for displaced Christians. They are now receiving emergency food relief this year. Emergency food relief. 16,000 displaced Christians. I know there's a lot of hot spots around the world. A lot of things that come at you. But these Christians are in a country called Mozambique. You know, you've probably heard the name Mozambique, right? Do you know where it is? It's right below Malawi. You know where that is? Well, it's in Africa somewhere. Africa's about three times the size of the United States, so it's a lot of area. It's in the southern part, eastern part. They're out there on the Indian Ocean there. If you went out from Mozambique if you could kayak across, you would hit Madagascar. And we all know where that is. That's pretty cool. So it's north of South Africa there, east of Zimbabwe. A lot of cool names there, but 16,000 Christians are needing food and stuff. So, Lord, we pray for them, for you to provide for them, provide yourself for them. May they come to know you, Jesus.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Sound of Life.
So I'm going to probably get fired for saying this. Not, you know, because the word you never say on radio is Spotify, right? You all know about Spotify, the dedicated music list and stuff. Well, it's pretty amazing because in the news is the fact that Spotify has actually created a very special playlist like none other. And it is for doing CPR, a playlist for doing CPR. Because when you do CPR, you pretty much do a certain beat. You want to make sure you're between 100 and 120 beats per minute. Well, what is that? You know, I'm not a musician. I don't know how to do all that stuff. First thing, make sure the person's heart is stopped if you're going to do CPR. They're laying there. They're unconscious. They have no pulse. Then you point to someone and say, you, call 911. And then you start pushing hard and fast on the middle of their chest. All right? How do you know what to do? Well, I wasn't real sure about, like, that song by Casting Crowns. Like I said, I don't know. But there is one song that I thought was pretty cool. And this is it right here. Oh, now you know why I'm in trouble, right? Yes, you know the song. The beats on this song are about, they're like perfect for doing CPR. So I don't know if this has got to be on the top of the Spotify list. I looked at a bunch of those songs. They're not terrible. But they're all, you know, they're played on other radio stations. So, you know, I'm like, really? You couldn't put in Cochran and Company or something? But if you know music or know timing, you can do whatever you want, obviously. But it's probably faster than you think, right? You know, that's you've got to really push hard and fast. And remember, point to someone and say, you, call 911, because they won't do it. It's kind of like giving, right? Everybody give. Okay. But hey, what's better than staying alive? That sounds pretty good to me, right? As a song.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The Sound of Life.
I see a group of students who were asked to list what they thought were the present seven wonders of the world. Hey, I am Joe. Welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show. That sounds like a fun thing to do, right? Got the papers out there. There were some disagreements, but the following received the most votes. Great Pyramids of Egypt, Taj Mahal, Grand Canyon, Panama Canal, Empire State Building, St. Peter's Basilica, and China's Great Wall. Yeah, they're gathering the votes. The teacher noticed that one student hadn't finished her paper yet. So she asked the girl if she was having trouble with her list. She said, yes, a little. I couldn't quite make up my mind because there's so many. The teacher said, well, tell us what you have and maybe we can help. So she hesitated a little bit and then she read them out. I think the seven wonders of the world are to see, to hear, to touch, to taste, to feel, to laugh, and to love. Man, that room was so quiet, you could hear a pin drop. Isn't it interesting that the things we overlook, isn't it the simple and ordinary that we take for granted, that are truly wonderful?
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words, putting into sentence, doing.
The sound of life.
Big announcement. We have brand new frequency cards. They look a little bit different. We're open every time, you know, they're a little bit cooler than they were before, and we'll be glad to send them to you. I'll tell you how in a second. They're very familiar with the frequencies on one side, because like if you're in Middletown and you find yourself around here, around Kingston, you're like, well, how do I know? I'm used to listening to maybe 89.3 or 88.9 or something. And usually with the old radio, you turn it a little bit and then you hit 89.7. Hey, we got it. But now with the card, you can dial it in. Preset that thing. One of the really cool things about the card is it has one of those squares that you go, what's in that, right? You know how long I looked at that? For the longest time, I'd look at those things and go, I don't see anything like a Picasso painting. There's nothing there. It's for your phone. And what it does is it links you to listen in a very special way. It's on one side of the card. You can download our listening app for your phone or computer. So what you do is you take your smartphone and you activate the camera and you focus that little cube on there, whatever they call it, and boom, it sends you right over to soundoflife.org and the page that says listen anywhere. Listen streaming on your computer, click here. iPhone or Apple devices, click here. Android devices, click here. It's a lot simple, it's fun, and it's a really good thing to share. You say, you know what? You look like it. You could use some encouragement, something that would never let you down, right? Really? You're kidding me. The sound of life? What's that? Take it and listen. Listen in your car, listen on your radio, listen on your computer, listen on your phone, right? And then give them one of those cards. And if you want a bunch of these cards, we'll send them to you. How many ever you want. Want 50 of them? We'll send you 50 of them. Just let us know about it, okay? Just click on the banner. It's called Share the Love, because we're the love. Well, Jesus is the love, and we share it with you, and you share it with others, right? That's the whole idea. Just click on the Share the Love banner on our website, of course, soundoflife.org.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The sound of life.
Well, today's the 18th. July 18th, National Caviar Day. It's also National Sour Candy Day, which we more likely have had. Sour candy. I'm not a sour candy person. I'm not a real spicy person either, although I'm trying to step up my game a little bit, but not the sour route. No, never do that. But my kids back in the day, I just want you to know, they love the tart candies, and they've grown in popularity. They really have. And, of course, I don't know if they still have them or not, because my kids, they buy their own if they buy anything right now. And you talk about puckering up. We used to like to, when we lived in Germantown, we'd run up to the corner store and, you know, get treats, stuff like that. And we were coming back one time, driving along, and they were just like dying for me to try some kind of crazy sour candy. I don't remember the name, but it was like super duper. This is the one right here. And I put the thing in my mouth, and I began to wonder if I was ever going to be able to talk again. My mouth just got, they call it puckering up, I guess, but it just, the walls of my cheeks just met, and it was the most awful thing I could ever remember. And they just loved it. Absolutely loved it.
The sound of life.
Connie and I were talking yesterday about supermarkets and stuff, and it's been said that the self-checkout line is for people who just, they want to deal with technology rather than deal with people. Sometimes you're just like, I'd rather deal with people than deal with the technology. That's where us folks are over in that line, you know, doing the thing. But this one supermarket's created something I don't know if we'll ever see around here. And it's really, I don't know whose idea it was, but somebody must have been observing the fact that there are older people who are lonely. They've lost a spouse, lost friends. They want somebody to talk to, and they're out in public, and everybody's rushing them along. So this one supermarket introduced, believe it or not, slow checkouts. Hope you didn't run off the rub. You're like, well, that's the one that I get in, I guarantee you. But this is for real. It's in Holland. It's Dutch, yeah. Only elderly people want someone to talk to. And the thing is, you laugh about it, but it was so successful that they've installed slow checkouts in 200 stores. And they even have a chat corner where locals could meet for a cup of coffee and chat. That was the whole idea behind the diner, wasn't it? I think something like that.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
Listening to Brant and Sherry talk about how do you approach somebody, you know, talk to somebody about spiritual things. I always like what Larry Poland said. He's the one that founded Master Media International about 30 years ago to pray for and minister to people in the media. You know, CEOs, from CEOs to cultural influencers, actors, singers and stuff. Pray for them. He said, I guarantee you go out to Hollywood, anybody you meet out there, if you say, hey, have you got, how's your spiritual life? Oh, they've got a spiritual life. He said, they're all looking. I guarantee you that. But maybe as Brant and Sherry were saying the other day, they were like, well, maybe they're not. You know, it's like, hey, you know, if there was the possibility of a God, would you be interested in knowing about him? I mean, I don't know if this, I'm just still thinking about this, right? Still kind of thinking. He said, well, you know, if no, then you may be wasting your word.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
Glad you're along this morning. I got something good for you. Mary Jo Wise, she's a writer for iMom. That's the little letter I, Mom. But anyway, I post a lot of those on the Sound of Life Facebook page. And it's pretty cool. She kind of teased it a little bit about three words to say to your kids. And I thought, that's pretty simple. And it's probably pretty important. And she was talking about a fellow mom and her. They were talking about their kids and the behavior and the fact that they're boys. And one of the moms says, honestly, my son is a real. And she stopped and she shook her head. And Mary Jo was nodding. They understand each other. We know we shouldn't call our kids names. But the reality is a frustration. It bubbles over sometimes and it happens. And we love our kids. But we're human and we make mistakes, and I know I certainly did. So instead of responding in anger, here's what you want to work on, really. This is where the old guy wishes he could go back in time, right? Where were you when I was raising young kids, boys, right? Instead of regretting words, when you notice your kids do something kind, give them one of three character-building names for kids. You ready? Peacemaker, and you're going, truth teller, and warrior. Okay, when you notice them doing something kind. I went by that quick. I tweeted out, we need more peacemakers in our schools and in our world. It's a pretty cool article from iMom, and I will get this right on. Actually, it's there now. I posted on the Sound of Life Facebook page, so if you like us there, you'll see it. Hope it helps you out.
Wow, that's awesome.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.